Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. During last week's Universal Periodic Review, also known as the UPR, numerous countries called for Pakistan to repeal its blasphemy laws. Now, the UPR is a periodic process that looks at human rights of all countries in the United Nations. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
In the past, there have been calls for reformation of these blasphemy laws, which are so prone to abuse, which disproportionately target minorities in Pakistan, such as Christians. But this was a very strong call to say not just reform, but repeal them.
Right now, Pakistan's choosing not to repeal its blasphemy law. But it's clear to the country that the world is watching. So pray for change in Pakistan and that believers would remain bold. And finally, we want to look at a discipleship ministry taking place in a creative access nation known for its hostility toward Christians. Dr. Johannes of Spoken Worldwide says they're working with partners on the ground to teach orality, a method of communication that relies on spoken word.
For us to go and make disciples, and especially if we were to teach them all that Jesus has commanded us to observe, how do we teach someone to observe all that Christ has commanded us to observe if the written word is inaccessible to them?
Spoken Worldwide depends on local leaders to identify the challenges, the needs, and the strategies when it comes to training the local church to disciple believers in their own community. So ask God to protect these workers and to continue to provide for their needs. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochanka Padidi. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. So get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.